7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, this is probably a mistake. Okay. Hit and run. It's going to be hit and run day. Oh, booyaka go waka. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another extraordinarily exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. It's your favorite thing. My name is Tobe, and I'm looking around for anything. Don't see nothing but a Russian thistle and a bee on top. It's pretty fun. But it's way too hot to be out here for very long. I'm watching a bee. Hi, bee. He's crawling around on a big purple flower. Oh, you know, I take that back. That's not a Russian thistle. That's a Scottish thistle. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I'm walking around outdoors today because I'm stupid. It's a little bit, it's kind of a lot a bit too hot for me to really be out here today. But again, like yesterday, it's a little bit breezy. And I'm in the shade because I'm out here today, Tranquility Park, Gyro Ball side. And I'm approaching the scary tree, which means I now have to go out into the sun. I don't see any marmots or anything, but that's not what we're here for. I kind of had a bizarre night. Couldn't sleep very well for many reasons. One, the weather. Then two, my cat. At sometime after 4:30, my cat decided to sleep on my feet, which caused me to overheat sleeping. I had this weird nightmare. I woke up in almost a panic, but thinking, okay, no, I know what's happening. Yuck. Got a really big problem here. Need to cool down. And as I'm trying to get up off the floor and shed my bedclothes, okay, now I can feel my cat. So I go, oh, great. So I managed to get out from underneath the cat, and she's all, brah, brah, what are you doing? You're waking me up, brah, brah. It was a long and brutal night. There was also thunder. Apparently, it rained a little bit last night, and when I looked out of my kitchen window, I could see a little bit of rainwater remaining on my deck. But now that I'm out here, this path is mighty dry. Now, you can tell that some water has been on here recently, but it's not slick, it's not slippery, it's not very wet. I thought we might be able to find us, and that's right, some mushrooms today. But that's probably not going to happen. But we're going to walk up and check the mushroom zones anyway. Just because we can. Hopefully I won't stroke out. No, I'm good. We will be good. We'll be good. Now, if you can hear some weird, like, construction noises, this is all coming from the Mulhall's property. There was a bar on the corner of 120th and Fort Street. It got torn out last month. They leveled it. They tore up the lot. The lot sold pretty fast. It got torn up, and now they're just grading it. I don't know what they're going to build in there, but they're pretty excited about building something. So, yeah, I don't know. Don't know what's happening, don't know. Wow, the path is really dry here. Did we get any rain out here at all? I don't know. Other than the blazing heat and some humidity, it's kind of a nice day. Well, it's lovely. I do see some dragonflies flying around here next to the little creek. Now let's look for matis, because I know this is a active mati area right around here. Well, it's a little cool right here. Is it because we're feeling water blowing off, or feeling air blowing over the water? Is that what it is? It's lovely. I'm going to stand here for a minute because we got to walk about 30 yards in the sun here. All right, well, we might as well do it. Let's rock. I also had a weird dream last night that I'm trying to remember. It had something to do with rust, like was my car rusty and I was mad about it or something. I don't know. Okay, yeah, it's a little hot. I think the plan here is going to be, let's go up to the Pit of Despair. Look around in there. And I think it's going to be time to turn around and head right back to the action base. Alright, and get some cold beverages. Ooh, I could make a yummy banana and juice smoothie. I got apple juice that's flavored with mango juice and peach. I love peach mango. I love peach mango anything. All right, I'm kind of in a mushroom zone, which is also a turkey zone, which is also kind of a marmot zone and everything else zone. Oh, you know where we should have gone? We should have gone to the other side and checked that puffball area. Because I'm not finding anything. I'm not seeing anything, and this dirt is so dry, it's cracked. It's cracked, I say. Checking some logs, looking at logs. There's nothing on the log. Okay. Well, there's some old oysters from a month ago back there on that log. Nothing freshy fresh, but I'm still looking. Ooh, we got marmot tracks on the path. They're old though. And what does that sound? We are approaching the horizontal forest here. We know that this is a mati zone. Wow, I'm getting a little warm. I'm getting warm, but I'm not breaking out yet, so we're gonna keep going. At the first sign of cholinergic urticaria, we turn around. I have made it to the Pit of Despair. I can see marmot holes. But I don't see any matis sticking their heads out to say hi. Let's keep going up here. It smells good. It smells like, hi, Mr. Spider. Duck under that web because I don't have a web stick. Oh wait, no, weren't there some puffballs up here too, though? Yeah, there were some puffballs up here, right around in here somewhere. Let's look around. There's some old dead oyster mushrooms around here. I'm looking in an area where I thought we found puffballs before. I'm not seeing anything now. Okay. Let's keep moving up. Yeah. We're not too far away from turning around. I don't want to walk through this sun, but I want to check these logs over here. Nothing. Logs over on this side? Nothing. Well, I guess today wasn't going to be the big fungus day. It might not have actually rained very much. I just started hearing thunder right as I was trying to go to sleep, right at about 2:30. Little thunder started up, and that rolled for a while. I fell asleep shortly after that. Woke up an hour later because the cat was on my feet. Woke up again about 2 hours after that. Oh God, it was just... I'm looking down into the pit of despair. I do not see any mutties. There was a squirrel, though. Let's go check this branch of the creek. It's not a branch, it just curves around here. Oh, and what else did I do yesterday that might interest you? Oh, well, I made some mushrooms Romanov with beef. Yeah, am I going to have that for lunch today? It sounds really good, but I should eat something different so I don't eat the same thing 2 days in a row. So maybe today is just more of a small meal day. Maybe just have a bratwurst. Yeah, I was having fun making Romanov. And I put in a lot of mushrooms. And I put in some green onions. And I put in some crispy fried onions. Delicious. And I had this big bowl of food. Oh, it was great. Nom, 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 nom. Delicious, yummy food. But I probably ate way too much. Well, there's no probably about it. I know I ate way too much. What is this? Walking along the path, I'm near this funny old tree where there's an old marmot den underneath it, and there are some... Oh, I know what this is. I was going to say, this is a torn-up mushroom, isn't it? No, it's not a torn-up mushroom. It's a torn-up walnut. It's a torn-up walnut. There's a squirrel around here somewhere who wants to throw stuff at me. Alright, I pretty much have reached the end of the line here. I'm turning around. I'm going to turn around and start heading back in the opposite direction. Kind of a disappointing mushroom day, but I guess it didn't really rain all that much. That's cool. Hey, that's an interesting butterfly. Hi! He's little, he's white. Oh, he has a buddy. Oh, here comes another one. There's four. Now we have four of these little white butterflies flying around this big vine. Okay, yes, time to start moving. I'm overheating. Okay, what else was I going to tell you? I just remember what I need to do when I get home. I need to check to see where my synth parts are. I got an email that my synth parts have been shipped. Yay! Oh, there's an orange butterfly. Okay, it's butterfly day. We're on five butterflies. Actually, we're on six because I saw one earlier and I forgot to mention it. Okay, it's a butterfly count on the way out. So as soon as I get home, I gotta get the tracking number, Then I gotta put the tracking number in the amp. In the amp. And they call it an amp, but it's on their website. How can you have an amp that's on a website? I don't know. It's a weird idea. And speaking of weird ideas,
Japanese Carpeton.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Hello, Synthesizer Patel.
Hi, Billy.
Now, Synthesizer Patel, synthesizers, they're really taking off now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, Billy. Every pop group wants a synthesizer these days because a synthesizer can reproduce the sound of any instrument, except perhaps for the bassoon. But they're working on that one.
But they can do a lot more than that, can't they?
Oh, certainly. This is something that might interest you.
Thank you. なんだって？
ニャンパス。
どの道わけわからん。なんなのそれ。
ニャンパス。
ニャンパス。
ああ、そう。そうですね。ニャンパスです。All right, so we had to have some nyanpasu in there. Because, I mean, don't we always need a little nyanpasu in our day? Yeah, we do. So I'm sitting here. I'm back at the action base, and I'm trying to cool down. And I'm drinking some bitter cherry flavored cola beverage. And I know I said I was going to get into some banana and peach mango, you know, that's the word I'm looking for, smoothie action. But once I got home, I decided, yeah, no, it's going to take a few minutes to make a smoothie, and it's going to take some effort. I need to cool down right now, right now, right now. And so it was a lot easier to throw a big chunk of ice in this cup and then, you know, pour in some bitters, some Manhattan mixer, and some cola. But yeah, I'm almost at the bottom of this cup. And I don't want to drink too much. Yesterday I had like two cups of bitter cherry cola, and when I was sort of finishing up the second cup, it was sort of starting to bother my guts. And I said, oh yeah, probably shouldn't drink two of these in a row. Yul. So as soon as I finish off this bitter cherry cola, I'm gonna go drop a banana in the blender with some juice. That's gonna be good. Oh, and I gotta decide on what to eat to lunch. Eat for lunch too. I don't know. Yeah. So suddenly I'm kind of just all blah, blah, and glug, glug, glug. And I don't know what I feel like doing. Actually, I kind of feel like going back to sleep, but I know I shouldn't do that because then I'm just gonna be staying up all night. And I don't want to stay up all night. I just want to... I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I feel like doing. Maybe we just need to get into some more music. Yeah. You know what we haven't heard in a while? Yeah. Pressure Drop.
uncle grandfather. I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Synthesizer Patel.
Synthesizer Patel.
Synthesizer Patel.
Synthesizer Patel.
Synthesizer Patel.
Yeah, that reminds me, I need to get a burglar alarm for my synthesizer. I keep ordering all these other parts, but I keep forgetting to order that synthesizer burglar alarm module. But maybe I should work on something else instead. Yeah, I need to work on my Kakapo mating call module. Remember this project? Did I even mention that this is a project? Everybody knows how much I love the Kakapo, the giant flightless parrot from New Zealand. That big old chub bird. He's so awesome. Well, they make awesome sounds. They make awesome sounds. Their mating call is this big booming bird sound that, well, it just so happens is easy to synthesize. You can make analog circuits to make this beautiful bird sound. And I want to do this. I want to create a module for module synthesizers that is the Kakapo mating call. With some, you know, adjustable parameters, it's a very simple thing to do. I actually already have the schematic. Pretty excited about that, and it's pretty easy. You just need a 4069 and a TL072. Maybe a potentiometer, a couple of resistors. If you want to throw in some diode clipping, you could do that too. But anyway, we're not going to talk about it now, or the other important thing, the golf ball marking kit. Remind me, because we've already reached the end of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Oh, yes. And now I gotta start thinking about food. Japanese kabedon.